Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about learning, things that God would want us to learn, ways that we learn from God. And today we're going to focus in specifically on learning from Jesus. And Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Lot that verse says. And start right off to take my yoke upon you. And if you've heard this story taught, you've heard this saying of Jesus taught, you've probably heard a lot about this yoke and instrument used to connect two animals, typically often oxen, could be other animals designed to carry, pull weight, a burden, and designed so that they would work together and designed so that it would provide some sense of equality. If the animals were in different size, the yoke would be designed for that. And often they would look for similar sized animals. Grew up on a farm. We didn't use what you would traditionally think of as yoke, but we did work a lot especially in our syrup business, with horses, and would harness up a team of horses and arrange it so that they would pull together, they would work together, that it wouldn't be an allowance for one of them to slack off, but that this harness would act as the yoke in helping them. And one of the things that we could do was take an unlearned workhorse and harness them together in team with an experienced workhorse. And often they would do that with the yoke as well, so that the inexperienced one could learn. And there was no escaping. And the lessons would be learned through experience. And so that's the picture I have in my mind. When I read this verse, when I think about taking the yoke of Jesus upon me. One, he wants to bring us into equality in a sense. Not that we're God, not that we're equal with God, but the Bible says we are co-heirs with Jesus. As children of God, we take this yoke upon us. We learn that we belong. But I think more importantly is that second part of our inexperience being yoked together with full experience. And Jesus says that this yoke is not difficult. It's not hard. It's not designed so that we're carrying the bulk of the burden. Actually, it's designed so he carries the bulk of the burden, but that we work together and we learn. And when we do life harnessed together with Jesus, then we're not wandering off on our own. He's going where we're going. We're going where he's going. He's really the lead, or ought to be. And when we think we ought to go one direction, when we're harnessed with him, that we learn that that's not a good direction, that his direction is best. But those other descriptive words of being humble, of looking at that concept of not only being humble, but gentle. when I worked on the farm as a child and a teen, and we had work horses that we would work with and would interact with others, it seemed like there were two ways, and you had those that were very harsh. And they treated their horses in ways that somehow believed that their harshness would bring about obedience, and I suppose at some level that was accomplished, but you had others that were very gentle. I suspect it's one of those things that areas that I look to kind of picked up on as today as I talk with the deer that come by the office and wander the property here at Deer Run. And it's that gentleness that I think one makes them curious, and so they lean in, they listen, they try to figure out what's going on. So I'll have deer that I'll be talking quietly to and they'll approach me. I mean, not that I can pet them or anything, and I don't even want that to happen. I want them to stay skeptical of humans because, well, it's for their good. But when I think of Jesus saying that not only are we harnessed together with him, we take his yoke upon us, but he's humble and gentle. I think of that calm spirit that continually talks with us, calls us to himself, desires that we approach, wanting us to be curious and to come to him. And that humility that even though he is lifted high above everything else as God, he's willing to step down to where we're at so that we can learn. And the great reward, he says, when we do that, when we harness ourselves with Jesus, we're yoked together with him, we allow him to teach us, we learn from him, and from his humility and gentleness, he says, we'll find rest for our souls. I think of the old hymn that asks the question, O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. I think we've probably all been there. We might be there now. And we wonder, is there any way out of this darkness? Is there any way to find peace and rest within this weariness? And Jesus says the answer is to learn from him. To learn from his gentle and humble spirit so that our souls can find rest. And I think when we grasp that message, when we live it, when we experience it, we realize or ought to realize we have something that perhaps everyone you'll ever meet wants. The difficulty is we are still learning. It doesn't always look like we have what they want. They're not even always sure what they want because we're not always sure what we want. But rest for our souls. It almost sounds contradictory. We take a yoke upon us, an instrument of work, of labor. But a yoke that Jesus says is easy. It's not cumbersome, it's not burdensome, it's not ill-fitting. It's a yoke that allows us to learn from him. And we do so. We find rest for our souls. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love desires the best for us. knowing that the best for us is relationship with you. It's our obedience, it's our humility, it's our submissiveness. All of those characteristics that we see in the life of Jesus as he came to earth and lived among us. Reasons why when we are harnessed with him, when we are yoked together with him, we're able to learn. Because they're characteristics that he has and he has experienced. And when we choose not to escape from his presence, when we choose to walk with him, to work with him, to allow him to work through us and to teach us, we find a very gentle and humble teacher. One that really desires to lift us up. And when we look around in this world that we live in, we see so many that are focused on lifting themselves up. And Jesus comes along and desires to lift us up, and we learn from him. And it creates a greater desire for us to continually work with his Spirit through us. And so we willingly take on that commitment, that connection. And Father, as we work and as we learn, as we rest in Jesus, we find that rest for our soul. The troubles and weariness of this world don't disappear. But we find rest in the midst of it because of Jesus. Father, your Son has given us that freedom to rest. I think just as Jesus could rest in the boat as it's tossed about by the waves and storms that create fear in all of the disciples. I think about us finding rest for our soul in the midst of the storms of life that create fear in mankind. May we learn. As we learn from your word, as we learn to put into practice the things that your word teaches us, may we learn from Jesus. May we be connected in such a way that we continually learn. May the things that we learn from him help us to represent him well. That we would lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.